You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Isaiah 66, verse 1 and 2. Thus hear the Lord, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that ye build unto me? And where is the place of my rest? For all those things hath my hand made, and all those things have been, saith the Lord. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembled at my word. If you look at the way God spoke here, he said, the heaven is his throne. The earth is his footstool. So which house do you want to build for me? Those who love to build a house for God. Can you build anything that is going to contain me? I don't need a physical place to live. But there's something that is important to me. It's not the building of house for me. What is more important to me? He said, a man that is of a poor and of a contrite spirit, that trembles at my word. What matters to God the most is what you do with his word. It's not the activities you carry out in his name. What is most important is what do you do with his word? Have you heard his word and rejected it? You know, sometimes I'm scared because we will read the Bible and show somebody and say, this is what the scripture says to a supposed Christian. And the person will say, I can see it. But I'm like, but what again? Are you not scared when you read it clearly like this? If we tremble, do you know, if we truly tremble at the word of God, imagine the great revival we will have. Imagine how wonderful our lives will be. If every man who profess to be Christian says, read the word of God that says, husband, love your wife as Christ loved the church. And they tremble at that word. And they say, wow, this is what God says. I have no choice. Imagine if every man who is married and profess to be a child of God trembles at that word. What will have happened? And God is saying, I'm looking at what you do with my word. I'm not looking at the activities you are doing. Because what activities can you do? Is there those things my hand made it? You want to buy cement? You want to buy metal? You want to build buildings? You know, that's what we labor on today. It's amazing, I notice. Majority of ministry today spend money on equipment and material things, not even on the people. And then when you ask them, they will say, we are building it so that we can raise the people in it. But then at the end of the day, you end up almost all the life of that ministry spending money on buildings, not actually on the people. Whereas you can build buildings because even God instructed them to build a temple. But the same God is saying that, see, what is important to me are those who are humble and contrite in spirit and who tremble at my word. Amplify says, to him who is humble and contrite in spirit, who reverently trembles at my word and honors my commands. What do you do with the word of God? How do you respond to the word of God? When they heard the word of God in Acts chapter 2, the Bible said that their heart were pierced. And they said, men and brethren, what shall we do? You have been hearing it. You have been hearing it. Nothing has happened to you. I want to tell you, you can never experience God until you learn how to tremble at his word. And his word, you cannot pick and choose. You can't say, this is what I like, this is what I don't like. Everyone that walk with God, they tremble at his word. Peter said, we have toiled all night and caught nothing, but at thy word, I will let down the net. At thy word, I will let down the net. At thy word. You know why there's so much wickedness amongst us? We do not tremble at his word. He said, love ye one another as I have loved you. He said it. He said it. He is in his word. A new commandment I have given unto you, but you don't honor it. But you are interested in activities. He said, what do you want to build for me? Do you think I'm interested in project? I'm interested in your obedience to my word. He said we must love one another as he loved us. We will read it. We can even sing about it. But yet, you will not walk in it. Why? Because you do not tremble at the word of God. You just see it as English word written on the pages of scriptures. You don't understand that those words came or proceeded from the mouth of the King of Kings, the mouth of the Almighty God. It came out of his mouth unto us. That's what God looks at. Heaven is his throne. The heart is his footstool. There's nothing we can really build for him. But look at what he said. He said, these are the ones I look on with favor. Hallelujah. That's how NIV put it. He said, these are the ones I look on with favor. Those who are humble and contrite in spirit and who tremble at my word, I will look at them with favor. You'll now be asking, why is this person doing like this? That person took the word of God seriously. You took it casually. You have read that God will judge every adulterer, but you are still into adultery. You have read that flee fornication. You are still a fornicator. Some people are trembling at this word, and God is looking upon them with favor. I pray today that God will touch your heart with the coal of fire of heaven, and your heart will begin to become sensitive to the word of God. Your heart will begin to tremble at the word of God in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number. +234 818 615 7852. Our email address is info@livingthrone.org. Our website is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.